to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I should point out, and I'm sure you've heard from a number of experts and economists, that this is not a cliff, but it is a tumble downward.
Sounds like a change in attitude, doesn't it? The president substantially changing his rhetoric on the sequester this week. As the week comes to an end, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top 10 hits, the countdown for the week ending March 1st, 2013. This whole discussion has been going on all week, and it's the number one item this week on the countdown, as I believe it was last week. But the I guess these people are taking polls or whatever and finding out that they don't, the folks in the, I'm sounding like now Mr. Obama, the folks, the people in the country are tired of the threats and the fear and the idea that we can't work on a budget when everybody else has cut their budget by 5-10%. Most of you have had to live with less, so why can't the government? That's the attitude. 888-302-3684. So what say you as we go through this? We'll spend some time on sequestration. We have a number of other things that are obviously on this list that we have to cover over the course of the next hour. So let's get to it. The list, by the way, put together by the folks at Talkers.com, which is the premier post. People go to the website every day, find out what's going on with their favorite hosts, what's going on in this format. And as we review the top 10 items, pretty interesting to just kind of put into perspective all of these items. So we'll get started with number 10, the death of former U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop in that position. The first anniversary of the shooting death of Trayvon Martin is number 9, if you can believe that. Price you're paying for gasoline, number 8, we can certainly believe that's a discussion topic. Number 7 is cabinet, the president's cabinet, and the confirmations that are taking place. Immigration reform, number 6. Michelle Obama's weapons gaffe, number 5. How do you view her, by the way? A lot of people think she's like Jackie O. Do you think that's true? Number 4, the nuclear threat from North Korea. Debate over gun control, number 3. Pope Benedict retiring, number 2. And the budget battle, number 1. So let's get to some of the audio from those discussions. As again, I say, monitored by the folks at Talkers.com and those of us who put this program together. Here's host Andrea Tantaros talking to Brett Baier from Fox about Bob Woodward's accusations the White House threatened him over his criticism of the president and his handling of the economy.
I want to get to this point about who Woodward is. You know, he's not just your average journalist, which is why I think, you know, it has a lot of palace intrigue, right? The threats from Gene Sperling in the email.
Woodward. Well, let me start there. Let's start there. Listen, I think the importance of this story and is the substance of the sequester back and forth. You know, the whole thing about threats, you know, the Politico from the White House has now put out this email exchange between Gene Sperling and Bob Woodward. And, you know, reading the entire emails, now if this is the extent of the email exchange, I don't know. We have to see what Bob Woodward says. But if this is it, I think many reporters, and I covered the White House for 4 years, received emails like this. I mean, it was kind of a cordial exchange. For the most part, and Sperling is actually apologizing for a heated telephone conversation they had earlier in the day, and at one point he says, you know, you'll regret this position. I'm not saying that the White House doesn't pressure and say, you know, to reporters all the time, and put the heat on reporters covering the White House. I've heard many, many stories that they do. But this particular incident and this particular email, I'm not sure that characterizing it as a threat, I think Bob Woodward has a little bit of explaining to do about that characterization. That said, the substance of this argument, I think, is really, really the thing. And David Plouffe, you know, coming out with a tweet from the White House going after Woodward, it seems so I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's White House caliber to go to those lengths after Woodward when you're dealing with what you characterize as this major problem for the economy.
All right, 888-302-3684. The economy is what we're talking about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the weekend review. The email address, by the way, if you want to send me some email, it's doug@dougstephan.com. Here's host Charlie Sykes talking to Congressman Reed Ribble of Wisconsin about a bill that Ribble has proposed to try to avert the problems coming up as the new month begins.
You drafted a bill that you thought could break the stalemate between Congress and the White House over this $85 billion in the budget cuts, and you would have given the Obama administration discretion over what programs to cut to achieve those spending levels, as opposed to them being a meat axe. Why do you think the Obama administration doesn't want to have that flexibility and that power? I'm trying to imagine any other time in American history where Congress was willing to give the president more flexibility and more power, and the president said, no, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, the interesting thing about it is his secretaries want it. You know, Secretary LaHood said he wanted it, and this is just bizarre. He doesn't want to be responsible for making those choices. And I'm sorry, Mr. President, you're the CEO. You need to be responsible. But how in the world can you get at waste if you can't prioritize it? And so my bill made too much sense for it to go anywhere.
Well, I mean, what you're proposing is to give people the discretion that they would have in every other area of life. It would be inconceivable that any corporation or family or any other institution other than government would say, no, we can't prioritize that this is important and this is less important, this would be painful and this would be less painful.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you look at every single agency, they're naturally, if you want to politicize it, well, then go ahead and attack payroll because that'll get a lot of public sentiment in your favor. But if you don't want to politicize it, you cut waste, you might reduce travel and seminars. There's all kinds of places you look at your office expenses. There's all kinds of places that you can save. And, you know, interestingly enough, since President Obama came into office in 2009, the federal workforce has grown by about 130,000 people. But I still remember back in 2009 that planes flew and showed up on time and airports worked and we had a national defense. All those things worked then. We now have more than 100,000 more employees since then. And even if we reduce the workforce a little bit, you can't tell us the world's going to come to an end.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. He's right. The end of that conversation certainly hits home with a lot of people. You can't cut your budget by 2%. What's the matter with you? Hey, really, I mean, under the circumstances, what the heck's the matter with him? And what's the matter with people who look at this, at the debt, and think you can't cut it by 2%? Take the discretion and cut it where it needs to be cut. Don't threaten me with nothing's going to work. Who the hell do you think you are? And that's really the message that ought to go through to these people who've come up with this. 888-302-3684. A little more on the fix on the economy and how to deal, or how they ought to be dealing with this. They aren't doing it, but they ought to be, as we continue here on the Countdown.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey,
One question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
We continue now in our Talk Radio Countdown show, the discussion, this week's events when it comes to the sequestration. Budget Act is about to fall. Not much lawmakers in Washington have done about it. Here's from an interview, Senator Mark Warner talking about Congress's inability to make this work.
Here we are, same Groundhog's Day all over again. Another fiscal deadline, another lack of compromise, another on the brink of... But this one, particularly for Virginia, some cuts that are, again, made up to be the most stupid of all, devised back in the summer of 2011, about to take place. People's lives are going to be dramatically affected. And what's you know, I know people have said, well, we'll just move this and that. These cuts were set up so the president wouldn't have any discretion. And let me give you very briefly three examples where under the name of cutting we will tax, you know, cost the taxpayer money. One, because we buy in volume, when the federal government, the large enterprise, particularly DOD, when we buy 10 tanks, we get cheaper than one tank. And same thing for planes and bullets and other things. We will break contracts, that will mean we'll pay penalty clauses as opposed to get volume discounts. We'll have to buy them on an individual basis. And in many cases, on many individual of the 975 Navy separate accounts, end up paying more. Example one. Example two, you know, the way we do research, oftentimes medical research, they are multi-year research projects funded on a one-by-one-year basis. Because you won't have the dollars to let the last year of the contract, you may have the first 3 years of research have to be flushed down the toilet. President Rao from VCU came up the other day and went through a series of contracts at VCU where, that, you know, midstream, the project will have to be canceled. Or, you know, example three, and this one is one that there may be some people contest, but there was a story on the radio earlier about it today. When you lay off meat inspectors 1 day out of five, or you say it's 1 day out of 10, you know, that means that much less product is getting to the grocery store shelves, and it will affect prices. So the top-line number is not seen that large, and we in Virginia know that that top-line number is larger because you've only got 7 months and because 60% of the budget is actually off-limits to any of these cuts. It will be it will have an effect.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In as pleasant a fashion as possible, a review of the Talk Radio issues this week, the top 10 on the air right now. And the number two item, the Pope retiring. Here is host Pat Campbell talking to analyst Michael Voris about a report that was issued earlier this week that claims the Pope is resigning because of all the scandals and a bit of blackmail.
A story broke in the UK press that the real reason that Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, is stepping down is that he is being blackmailed by a group of, I guess, homosexual prostitutes who are about to expose the fact that a large number of high-ranking Catholics, specifically cardinals, as a matter of fact, cardinals and bishops, are in fact homosexual. Now, when I saw this, I'm thinking, that's plausible, totally plausible, because, I mean, you've read a lot of the things I've read. I hearken back to a friend of mine, Michael Rose, who wrote Goodbye, Good Men. Who talked about the velvet mafia, as he referred to it, or it was the gay mafia. Talk to me about what's been going on here, and it ties in. You've also got this other report put together by a Polish priest, and when you put these two together, it's like, bam! I mean, it's powerful stuff.
Yeah, I think, first of all, when we're talking about all of this, we sort of have to separate fact from fiction, from speculation.
Right.
It's speculation and fiction that usually makes the headline, and then the facts generally appear somewhere down near the second half of the story, certainly in print.
Especially when it comes to the UK press. I mean, they're no friend of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the UK press actually picked up the story and embellished it.
Mm-hmm.
The story, which first was broken in La Stampa, which actually came from another fellow, another journalist, was that after the Vatican leaks scandal back last April, March and April,
right,
when that came to light, the Pope asked three cardinals to put together a report on what happened. they're actually, every one of them is over 80, so they were over 80 then, too. So they have nothing to do with the conclave. They don't vote. They have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Given all of that, they went and they started their investigation. How did these papers get stolen off the Pope's desk? Who did it? Why? Who was behind it? That sort of thing. That was their investigation. While they were conducting that investigation, it also broadened and widened, and in the course of that, now these were the reports come in, that they, uncovered, but became aware of a homosexual network inside the Vatican.
Mm.
Of different priests and, et cetera, who are involved in various homosexual activity in some of Rome's gay bars and all of that. So they sort of chased that down also. And all of this information, the point of the investigation, what happened with the scandal of the papers being stolen and who was behind that and what was all the political power play, that plus all of this homosexual stuff is allegedly in this report.
All right, so the Pope retiring, a lot of discussion with a lot of people that host radio programs and a lot of so-called experts and reporters about the Pope's appearances, what went on there. He's now officially, anyway, in retirement. So the cardinals from around the world starting this weekend go through the process of picking the next leader. I'm interested in people talking about this being the world's largest religion. It is not. The reporters who say that, it may be the largest organization of people in a church. That may be true, but the number of people who are Muslims in the world far exceed the number of people who are Catholics. And it all brings into question, anyway, what religion is all about and what it does for you. So, anyway, that's the number two item. We get to number three in a few moments here on The Countdown.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted
Ryan Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour, this program is about discussion and debate. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour of our weekly review of the top 10. Usually we spend more time on the items that are at the top for obvious reasons. Number one this week is the battle over sequestration. Number two, the retirement of the Pope. We've dealt with both of those, so we move into number three, another very provocative conversation that goes on and on and on as we look every day at the number of people who are shot and killed in our country. The gun control debate continues. Here's host John Rowland talking to Mark Malkowski, who's president of Stag Arms, a company that makes semi-automatic rifles, happens to be located in Connecticut, interestingly enough. They talk about proposed legislation in Connecticut that would prevent the sale of guns that his company makes.
What you're making is what I would say a version of the AR-15?
That's right.
Okay. We have an assault ban weapon in Connecticut. It's been around since like 1994, I think.
That's correct.
Or 93, I can't remember. Probably 93.
For the rifles that we have to manufacture that are compliant in the state of Connecticut, they are only allowed two features, where the ban that the governor is imposing would limit it to no military features, in which case none of the rifles that we produce would be legal for purchase in the state of Connecticut.
So, but this would, by the way, this wouldn't be the first time that they've done this.
No, there was, the first time would have been in 94.
No, even before that, before you were born, back in late 1970s, Colt Manufacturing, you'll love this, if I remember all the details off the top of my head. The state of Connecticut, the Colt Manufacturing was going to pull out, there was a big union thing, UAW, blah, blah, blah. The state treasurer decided, hey, we're going to come in and save Colt only because the union leaders were pushing it. And so the state treasurer went in and invested, I don't know, $35 million of pension funds and bought 49% of Colt Manufacturing at the time. And then that same year, banned the sporter rifle. which they make.
Okay.
So my point is they literally invested into the company, tried to keep it alive, owned 49% of it, and then still banned the product that they make.
Right. And what did that do for the business?
Oh, they went bankrupt.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens with these bans. Bans have never been successful. If you look at what's going on in the cities where they have the strictest gun policies, those are Chicago and D.C., we just see violent crime at its highest rates.
Something to be said for that. It is rather interesting that crime is as high as it is in Washington and in Chicago. The number of people that are murdered there, it gets very poor national coverage, mostly because the victims are almost exclusively black. 888-302-3684. That's my take on it. Let's continue. Gun control number three this week. And here's a clip from a Fox News interview. Doug McElway reporting on the latest from the Senate. The possible legislation banning assault weapons is the focus.
157 types of so-called assault weapons and magazines holding over 10 rounds would be banned under Senator Dianne Feinstein's bill. Today's hearing on the legislation was stacked with pro-ban witnesses, including a Sandy Hook father.
Jesse looked at coward Adam Lanza in the eyes, saw his face, and he looked at the end of that barrel. Jesse didn't run. Jesse didn't turn his back. That was a fatal shot that killed Jesse.
The hearing, part of an all-out effort by the Obama administration since the Sandy Hook slaughter.
The excuse that is too politically risky to act is no longer acceptable.
But the desire to act at the federal level has produced a big backlash in the states. Seven states are taking action to ease or block new gun control measures. In Illinois, the state legislature has begun a series of votes on a concealed carry law after an appeals court ruled the state ban on concealed weapons was unconstitutional. In South Dakota, the Senate has extended permits for concealed weapons from 4 to 5 years. In Texas, a new bill would protect state law officers from having to enforce a new federal gun ban.
Dozens and dozens of county sheriffs from around the state of Texas said we're not going to abide by this, and this sets up a problem because if in fact this legislation does go through, they would be subject to prosecution by Eric Holder in the Justice Department, and so we had to protect them.
Republicans in Washington are also skeptical of any new ban when a Justice Department study on the first ban was inconclusive.
They, quote, cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence, end of quote.
Why pass new gun laws, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham asked one witness, when police seldom investigate buyers who fail background checks?
How many cases?
It doesn't matter. It's a paper thing. Well, I want to stop 76. I want to finish the answer.
Well, no,
I want to stop 76,000 people from buying guns illegally. That's what a background check does. If you think we're going to do paperwork prosecutions, you're wrong.
In fact, in the year 2010, almost 80,000 people lied or misrepresented their criminal past in their background checks. That is a felony, but only 44 people were ever prosecuted.
It's pretty compelling information, isn't it? How many of you knew any of that? That's why it's as a part of the discussion on gun control, an important element here, trying to put together all sides of the issues as much as we can, depending on what appears on News Talk Radio and News Talk Television stations as we make up the countdown. Gun control number three issue this week. Here's Harold in Arizona on the government's involvement in this.
After Columbine, there should have been a national task force to deal with this problem, because it's a many-faceted problem. It goes back to our criminal laws. It goes back to our failure to deal with mental diseases when they're picked up in our social systems. It goes back to the lack of security in our schools. We have the biggest treasure we have. It's better than the millions of dollars worth of gold we protect with all kinds of latest scientific operation, but we don't protect our schools. And I'm a World War II veteran, and the gun situation is out of control. They should know who buys these assault weapons, but this is a big, many-faceted problem that must be dealt with on a national level.
888-302-3684 for comments on any of the items that are in the top 10 that we get to during the course of this hour. Here's something, the number four issue this week, by the way, is a continuing conversation about North Korea, and it's so much hoo-ha, I want to just go to number five, which is a comment that Mrs. Obama made during an appearance on Good Morning America. There was a story about a shooting, and ABC edited what she said. Apparently, she made a mistake, an error, if you will, and instead of airing it as normal, as a live interview would be aired, the producers at Good Morning America decided to make Mrs. Obama look better. They'd cut out the mistake that she made. Here's radio host Ray Appleton talking about the number five item this week on the Talk Radio Review.
ABC is defending editing Michelle Obama's automatic weapon claim. What happened is the First Lady made an erroneous claim. And they're saying the way that they edited this was, oh, just solely for the sake of time. When anybody with the IQ of a big pen, after understanding the issue and listening to the edit, knows that they were trying to cover for her. The First Lady claimed in an interview with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts, and it's nice that she's back and she's healthy again, that the 15-year-old girl who was killed in Chicago shortly after performing during the president's inauguration. Do you remember this? Do you remember this, people? Was shot because, quote, some kids had automatic weapons they didn't need. Whereas, in fact, this poor unfortunate girl, her last name was Pendleton, was shot by a man who opened fire with a handgun before fleeing in a waiting car. Now, she either made an honest mistake, or she's trying to spread a little of her husband's propaganda. ABC to the rescue, though. And they're denying it.
She was standing out in a park with her friends in a neighborhood blocks away from where my kids grew up, where our house is. And she was caught in the line of fire. I just don't want to keep disappointing our kids in this country. I want them to know that we put them first.
There's the cleaned up version. Now, the quote in full. She was standing out in the park with her friends in a neighborhood blocks away from my kids, where my kids grew up, where our house is. She had just taken a chemistry test, and she was caught in the line of fire because some kids had automatic weapons they didn't need. I just don't want to keep disappointing our kids in this country. I want them to know that we put them first. ABC is saying that was cleaned up just for the sake of time. It could be easily construed that they were trying to get her out of a little hot water. Because the story she told was completely wrong about how that poor unfortunate girl that did perform at the White House met her death.
All right, so anyway, is it too much to do about nothing? It's number five this week. A discussion of guns, gun control seems to occupy a whole lot of our time. And in fact, you can see that because in a one-hour program, when we discuss 10 different things, we've spent the last 10-12 minutes on it. 888-302-3684. And to cap it off, Craig calls from Elmira, New York on the countdown regarding gun control. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, how you doing? It's an interesting discussion. The Second Amendment, first of all, let me say, I believe that if I have a handgun, I'm the best defense against somebody else with a handgun trying to commit a crime against me. Okay, let me say that right off the bat. But the Second Amendment starts out with these four words, a well-regulated militia. Now, I asked another talk show host, what does that mean to you, a well-regulated militia? Does that mean me and you, the guy next door? Well, the Militia Act, as pushed through Congress by George Washington, states that you have to have your gun inspected once a month. You can have a certain amount of bullets, powder, etc. And even if they ban automatic weapons, which I think they should ban the high-volume magazines, there's no use for those for civilians. Even if they ban those, there's still 2,500 other firearms I can choose from. And the Obama administration only asked four things to be done, and none of them was to ban anybody's guns.
Mm-hmm. Interesting to hear that spin. You don't hear a lot of that discussion or that fact or those facts, if you will, on most of the talk radio programs that deal with this, people calling the empirical knowledge here is that we have so many different kinds of guns that it's almost ludicrous that people get so upset about this one particular type. And I'm glad you pointed it out, Craig. Thanks for the call. The next item of interest here on the countdown, a discussion of immigration reform, which is number 6. We'll get to that after these words on the countdown.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Number 6 on the countdown, immigration reform. Here's something from affiliate WORD in Greenville, South Carolina, about the immigration discussion this week.
The thing that's so frustrating to me, Roy, in this Wall Street Journal story, the template that the other side is using, let me quote briefly from the Wall Street Journal story. GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney, who staked out a hard line on immigration during the Republican primaries, won the non-Hispanic white vote by 20 percentage points, but he lost the White House because he did so poorly with a growing share of minority votes, garnering just 27% of the Hispanic vote. I mean, there it is. This reporter is assuming that the only reason that Mitt Romney lost lost is because the Hispanic vote went so heavily against him. And yet, right here in my hand, this Gallup survey that just came back that shows that the GOP is unlikely to boost its support among Latinos to much more than 25%, no matter what they do. And we're also well aware, those of us with a long enough memory, and I know that includes you, Roy, what happened to Ronald Reagan when he gave amnesty, and then the next time around he got fewer Hispanic votes than he did in the first election.
Just one slight change on that. He gave amnesty in his second term, and H.W. Bush.
Oh, that's correct.
So the Republican presidential candidate got, even though he won, got even less, fewer Hispanic votes than Reagan did before the amnesty.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Now we're a nonpartisan organization. We work with Democrats and Republicans. But the thing, as far as the Republicans are concerned, this Gallup poll confirms what we've seen for years, and that is polling shows that Hispanic voters, on average, are far more liberal.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Working our way through this list, Doug Steffen here, repeating numbers 1 through 8. The sequestration battle is 1. The Pope is retiring is number 2, or resigning. Number 3, the gun control discussion continuing. The ad nauseum discussion of North Korea and its nuclear threats. Number 4, I think this is the most interesting discussion topic, actually, of the week, is Michelle Obama's weapons gaffe on ABC and what they did to cover it up. I think that's a very interesting conversation, actually. Number 6, immigration reform. Not much new there. The confirmations of Obama's cabinet. Number 7, nothing new to that discussion. High prices of gasoline, pretty outrageous, but we all have heard that argument and discussion before. So let's spend the rest of the hour focused on number 9, because number 10 is the death of C. Edward Coop. Trayvon Martin was killed a year ago. And hear from a talk radio program hosted by Matt Murphy, discussion with Roland Martin from CNN about what's taking so long for this case to actually get to trial.
It's been 1 year, February 26, 2012, regardless of the debate, and man, that debate was raging hard and heavy a month after this incident that occurred, tragedy that occurred in Florida. Regardless of your position on it, this we know, that that young Trayvon Martin was walking home in Sanford, Florida. He had purchased some Skittles and an iced tea at a 7-Eleven. George Zimmerman observed him. George Zimmerman confronted him, and it ended up with Trayvon Martin dead. It's been 1 year, and I'll ask you simply, what in the world is taking so long to see the justice system work in this case?
Well, you know what? Let's take it back. Remember, the initial complaint from the parents was, how in the world we're not seeing any justice for my child? That was the initial complaint. I think a lot of people remember, this took place in February. It wasn't until a month and a half later that the story really blew up, because Zimmerman was free, wasn't arrested. I talked to the attorneys for the family. The Stanford Police Department didn't even begin to process the evidence until a month later. And so part of the problem, and the other piece is here, is as a result of the Trayvon Martin case, we even know about the Stand Your Ground law. I think people were stunned about the law, about how many states actually have it. And I think, and also, I've talked to many prosecutors in Florida. I've read stories about police chiefs who said, look, you guys have made our job more difficult, because once somebody invokes Stand Your Ground, they automatically get immunity. And so I think a lot of things have happened. And look, first of all, cases, yeah, you have continuation. Remember, Zimmerman's attorney either wanted to extend the trial beyond the current date of June 5th, and the judge said, no, we're having this trial. And so it's no surprise that it takes that long. But remember, so he really wasn't charged until 7 months later, so it's no shock the trial won't be until a year later. But I think I wrote a column for CNN.com, and I do believe that that we have learned some things. There have been some positive things. That also, you know, the American Legislative Exchange Council, we thought this was supposed to be an economic group. Next thing we know, we find out that they're writing a lot of these Stand Your Ground laws and voter ID. All of a sudden, corporations are saying, wait a minute, we're paying for that? Yeah, you were. You talk about the dialogue around Stand Your Ground, the dialogue around self-defense. I think all of those things are important. Had this case not taken place, guess what? We wouldn't have any of these conversations. And so I'm not one of the folks who thinks this has been a terrible idea and nothing has actually happened. It's been a shame, a lot of the stuff that has happened. But my goodness, at least we can get some sense of justice in terms of at least going to a trial. I just don't think you can shoot and kill somebody and then you get to go home. And there should be some kind of examination of the evidence.
All right, here's, to finish it off, host Chad Hartman talking with a reporter on the story he did on Trayvon Martin's mother.
Give folks an overall feeling of your conversation with Trayvon's mom.
Well, you can still see after a year that obviously she hasn't gotten over the pain of the loss of her son, that in her words and in her tone, there is this mix of sadness and resolve when she talks about this case, what happened to her son, what she wants in terms of justice for him as it pertains to what should happen to George Zimmerman, and just her desire to be a help to other families who have to go through something like this, where they lose a child or their family is a victim of gun violence.
Have they reached out to other families? Have they made themselves available to other families, Sabrina and her ex-husband?
I don't know that for sure, but I do know that they have been in contact, at least with some anti-gun groups that have reached out to them. They are very willing to lend their voice and their support.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696.
855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.